Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman.
Welcome back to SpartanCast, our second version of that, and our special guest today is York College of Pennsylvania men's lacrosse coach, Brandon Childs. You're entering your fifth season here. Does it feel like it's been 5 years?
No, feels like it's been about 3 weeks. So, yeah.
Well, in 3 weeks, you'll be in the middle of your season.
That's true.
All right. Last year was a very successful year for this team and the program. You school record 16 wins. You also had an at-large bid in the NCAAs. Talk about what the success of last season, how that will translate into your 2016 season.
Well, unfortunately, that was 2 seasons ago.
Oh, it was 2 seasons
ago.
Yeah,
we had a lot of success 2 seasons ago. And then last year, depending upon your definition of success, it wasn't as successful as the previous year. We had some injuries and some unforeseen things that happened to lose some depth in the midfield, which kind of enabled us or disabled us from playing the style of lacrosse that we want to play. And so now we kind of have that bad taste of not rebounding well after the good season in 2014 to motivate our guys.
All right, let's talk about you for a little bit. Where are you from?
I grew up in Baltimore and just kind of traveled around the Mid-Atlantic where lacrosse took me. I went to my undergraduate at Lynchburg College, played 4 years of lacrosse there as a sports management major, and then stayed and got my master's in educational leadership, and that's where I started my coaching career.
How did you transition? Did you realize while you were playing that you wanted to be a coach? How did you transition from being a player, obviously you played for 4 years, to being a coach? How does that happen? Did something, something go off in your head and go, yeah, I think I'd like to continue to do this?
Yeah, well, I think I had a really good coach. I have a really good relationship with my college coach. In fact, I just got off the phone with him. So his relationship with me, and then alongside of, I think, what made me a halfway decent player was just the understanding of the game. And so at some point, everyone faces this moment in their life where they have to decide, what am I actually good at? For me, there weren't too many things that I was good at. And so lacrosse and coaching and relationships seemed to be maybe what I was the best at. And it seemed like a logical choice.
And obviously you've continued to do that. It's always been coaching, right?
Yeah, I've never done anything else.
So. I always say that with radio. I haven't done anything else as radio. What's your most satisfaction as a coach? When you're coaching a team, you said, obviously you went to the NCAAs 2 years ago. Last year was a disappointment. But did you take things out of that disappointing season and turn them around and say, okay, I can use this going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a folder in my email inbox of just emails that I've gotten from former players, and I just save them. And that's kind of the most gratifying thing is when years down the road you get an email from someone and you're not anticipating it. You're like in the middle of film and maybe you're coming off like a bad injury or a bad practice or you just lost a game, and then all of a sudden you get this email from someone who you coached in the past. And it really puts it all into perspective. So I save them all and store them all, so that way if I'm having one of those days and someone doesn't take the time to email me one of those, I can always just open it up and read one and kind of keep my perspective where it needs to be, which is just on the development of the group, both individually and then collectively, to make sure that when they're my age. And I think about it all the time. I mean, I have rock stars for parents. I have not a whole lot had ever gone wrong in my adolescent and growing up, and I had, a pretty good home life. With that being said, I credit a lot of, what I do day to day now to not just my college coach, but my teammates. And so when we recruit athletes here at York, that's my promise to them. I don't make any promises about wins and losses or championships. And we have goals and aspirations, but what I can assure them and promise them are the relationships that we're going to form that I think help them when they're, a little bit older on to be, good husbands and and professionals and fathers. And so I save those emails as kind of motivation to make sure that we're focused on the promise that I make in the recruiting process.
Obviously, Division III sport, most of these players, this is the end. You know, after that, they may play it just for fun, mm-hmm. or they get into coaching, possibly.
Right.
Is it a different kind of an athlete that comes to your college to play a Division III sport? Are they a little bit different kind of an athlete than somebody that may be going to a Division I program, like maybe Hopkins or Maryland or something like that?
Yeah, I really don't think so. Our sport's really unique in that there isn't that big of a divide between a Division I player and a Division III player. And it's such a fast-growing sport, and they're not in the high school area in the level, but they're not adding it as much in the college areas. And so there's a huge supply and demand thing going on right now.
It's a good thing
for
you,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So we're able to recruit kids that are being recruited at the same time here as they are by Division I programs. And so I feel like the kids that we get here have the same mindset as the kids in some of the Division I programs. And sometimes they're just maybe too small. They're skilled enough to play Division I. They've played enough big time games to play Division I. Maybe they just were overlooked because they were a little small, or you know, we were more affordable because the Division I program had run out of scholarship money, and so they're here. So I don't get that feeling, you know, that the kids that choose to play here at York really are all that different in terms of their mindset and their motivation. I think it's kind of a misconception that Division III is this like really I guess eclectic world where you spend all of this time going to different museums on the weekends and theater productions, and you're super, super well-rounded. There are guys in our program that are that way and are super well-rounded, but it doesn't compromise the amount of time and the amount of dedication that they're putting towards lacrosse. I think they definitely love to play, and it's pretty high on their priority list, just the same at some of those Division I programs you referenced.
One of the things that you did relatively recently, last month or so, you signed a special player. Tell me a little bit about the backstory related to Mitch Pollock.
Yeah. So Mitch Pollock is an 8-year-old boy, lives in Hellam area. And this all was presented to me by an organization out of Baltimore. Mitch had gone to Johns Hopkins for several different things. And
medical things.
Correct. And and so this organization out of Baltimore kind of met with Mitch's family and said, we tried a team, children, whether it be disabilities or illnesses, with college teams. And the family actually chose us, which I thought was neat. He has a lot of different options that they could choose. Sure. They chose our program. So they reached out to us, and I believe I just did what every other person on our planet would do and said yes. And then I've always felt like there's one thing that is neat, I think, about Division III and maybe sports in general, but I think it's, you know, maybe a step further in Division III athletics is there's a particular attention to community service involvement. And I've always felt like community service involvement with college athletes needs to be relational. And so when I got this email, I've always wanted to do something like this. The hard part is finding the right fit.
Right.
Someone else did that part for me. And so this was really a simple act. And I think the neat part is that over the course of 4 years, we've recruited the right group of guys, to make Mitch's day when he shows up. And that's that's probably the harder part, because sometimes in recruiting you can make it so much about elite players that you forget about elite people. We try to make sure we're recruiting elite people. And so we have some guys on our team that maybe aren't superstars on the field and aren't leading our team in stats and things like that, but they're going to be the best ones with Mitch. So the day that he came, we did a signing. You know, he signed his letter of intent, came out to practice.
Whole news conference.
It was a big deal.
The whole thing.
Yeah, we've never done that. We had a kid last year that scored 212 goals in his career, and he never had a news conference. So, anyway, with that being said, it was a big deal that day. Since that day, Mitch has come back. He went to the basketball game last weekend with our team. He sat with some of the guys on our team, and got to interact with them, and loved his experience at the end. Said the only reason they beat Salisbury was because I was here. So we're going to have him come to every single one of our games because he's 1-0 so far for the Spartans.
What do you think that that teaches your athletes?
Yeah. I hope that it's just like a daily reminder of the impact that they can have. I don't know that it's teaching them anything differently than mom and dad taught them, or their high school, you know, teachers taught them, or people in their church taught them, or we're trying to teach them every day. I just think it gives them like a daily opportunity to be all those things that they've been taught to do. And so, like I said, it's just like a no-brainer. There's a kid there, and you have the opportunity to high-five them and make them feel special for a minute and a half, or you have the opportunity to walk right past them and try to get into your reps before practice. It's just a daily reminder to stop for a second and reflect on the impact that you can have, that all of us can have, but for whatever reasons, athletics in our culture is a really big deal, which thus makes these guys have a higher platform than some other people on our campus. And so my challenge to them, and I hope what they're learning, is what is it that you're going to do with this platform that you have?
Do you set, your season's about to start, do you set goals for your season? Individual goals, obviously, for the players and that sort of, but do you walk into the meeting and say, we're going to the NCAAs this year, we've got that team, or do you let it happen as it goes on?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit where we went wrong last year. After 2014, we had, the 2015 preseason rankings are all based on who was really good.
Yeah,
in 2014.
Really.
So last year at the beginning of the season, we were preseason number 8 in the country. In the first game of the season, we played the team that was number 4 in the country, and we beat them. So after one game last year, we were in the top 5 of the country, and our entire first line of midfield was out for the season due to injuries. So I knew we weren't the number 4 team in the country, but everyone else seemed to think we were. And that was kind of hard to live up to those expectations, I think, from a coach who's been doing this for a long time, let alone the players on the team.
Right.
And so it was kind of like a train off the tracks going downhill fast in terms of feeling the need to live up to the expectations. And so a combination of that happening, I'm really into this book by Carol Dweck called Mindset, which is basically the difference between having a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. It's kind of what I'm into right now. And so currently our goals are really just, we have a young team, and so I feel like this team in particular needs kind of this, as cliched as it sounds, this kind of daily, did we get better today than we were yesterday goal, as opposed to some sort of goal like culminating in success at the end of the year. Because as I said earlier, ultimately, no one here was, they were all recruited with the goal to win the national championship, so that when they signed up for that, they create daily habits that will make them, you know, the national champion dad one day, not the national champion lacrosse player when they're here. And so, yes, our goal at the end of the day, or not the end of today, but the end of our time here, is to maybe win the national championship. But it's really all those days in between now and that happening that are going to create the habits in which, I guess, our truest goal is. So we just kind of want to teach these guys to have that growth mindset where everything that's going to happen, you know, something's going to happen at today's practice that is not forecasted. Someone's going to get injured. Someone's going to have a bad day. You know, something's going to happen before these guys even come down to practice, whether it be in class or at home or with a girlfriend, that's going to kind of derail them for a moment. And I think it's our job as the coaching staff and as their teammates to make sure that we turn some of those negatives that are ultimately going to happen into positives with that growth mindset concept. So we're really just trying to be better tomorrow than we were today, and we'll try to keep it as simple as that in terms of our goal.
Your college men's lacrosse coach, Brandon Chouse, thank you very much. Appreciate you being on SpartanCast with us.
My pleasure.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!